There was a feeling rising up from deep inside, like a slow bubbling volcano. What was this feeling? Where did it come from? Why was it coming out now? The answer was hidden in a thin, misty veil that threatened to be removed. What if this revelation, this exposé of self, this true, raw emotion, without edit, without guilt, without the limitations of how one should feel, actually escaped? What if all the barriers were released and the pure essence of self that has always been hidden deep inside was openly and eagerly displayed as well as lived in the outside world? Slowly the lava reaches the mouth of the volcano. Gradually it crests the peak and begins to ooze down the outside slope. Now, that which has been hidden is being uncovered. Will others do the same? Will others open their secret self, break down their barriers, pull down their walls, push aside their veils? What if there was no place to hide? What if every emotion, every fear, every thought, and every dream were revealed? Then the inside world would be totally displayed to the outside world. Then there would be no lies, no secrets, no coercion, no deceit. And there would only be truth, only self, pure and undiluted self. Thank you. Thank you for the veils, the barriers and the walls, for they have given safety to the inner self, where feelings are too real and thoughts are too honest. Hiding feels safe, familiar, known. To take the risk to open the floodgates and expose the truth is unknown, and the unknown creates fear. But can an erupting volcano be stopped? Welcome to Multidimensional Meditations. Happy to have you all back here again today in our collective consciousness. Today, we are going to integrate our multidimensional soul self and our divine ideal into our second chakra. Now, we have aligned our third and fourth dimensional bodies with Gaia in the center current of the fourth dimensional river of unity. And we've integrated our self and divine ideal into our first chakra. Now, we will do the same for our second. The second chakra is our emotional body, and it is ruled by our unconscious mind. Because of this, our second chakra, which is located at our navel, rules our many hidden emotions. These emotions that we have judged as bad, and we have shoved them away from our awareness deep in the archives of our unconscious mind. However, these emotions that are hidden from ourself are the first ones that we display when we are tired, sick, or afraid. So the secret is really only from ourselves. Back when we were children, our ego was very small, and the combination of our soul and our ego seemed natural. However, the third dimensional world trained us to attend to our egos and to ignore our souls. How could we, such lowly beings, be connected to our souls? We were merely weak humans. At least, those are the statements that we heard. Of course, not all of us got that information, but unfortunately, far too many of us did. We received messages such as, "Don't be conceited," or "You're too full of yourself." So, gradually, we placed our attention on our weak, sinful, lowly ego, and that became the reality that we lived. Then, as the core of our consciousness descended deeper and deeper into our unconscious self, our once light-filled, glorious reality of childhood discovery, attention to fairy, talking to animals, became replaced with the doldrums of doing our chores, finishing our homework, and being good. Now, being good was difficult for us to understand as children, but we tried. However, being good didn't feel good. In fact, it very often felt lonely. We missed playing with our fairies and talking to our animal friends, and most of all, we missed being filled with ourself. It felt like we had to sacrifice who we were so we could be good and fit into a reality that was denser, slower, fearful, and actually boring. We had to give up our beautiful, wonderful imaginations. We had to make that sacrifice so that we could fit in to their reality, so that they would like us, or that they would love us, or that they would notice us. Therefore, we put more and more of our beautiful soul to sleep as we died to our true self and disconnected to the all that is that we knew so clearly as children. However, as we integrate our soul self into our first and second chakras, we awaken and rebirth and reconnect with our divine child that has waited for us since that first moment when we started to put it to sleep. Our second chakra, which is, as I said, located at our navel, is ruled by our lumbar plexus, which rules our genitalia, our navels, our intestines, and our kidneys. And the endocrine gland for this chakra rules the genitals. In this chakra, our consciousness is moving from a level of dependency to independence. We are growing up and we are awakening to our sexual nature. Our emotions are becoming hidden if they are not good enough or socially unacceptable or bad. As young children, we felt what we felt and we honestly expressed that feeling. However, as we begin to mature, we start monitoring our emotions and hiding them from ourselves as well as hiding them from others. Also, the second chakra rules our ability to give and receive nurturing. It rules our home, and it is our desire body. It is what we need. It is not only our center of sexuality, it is our center of sensate pleasure. Our second chakra also rules our unconscious creation. And when we create our reality through our second chakra, we are creating a reality that's based on what feels good, what we desire, what our inner child needs. We also unconsciously create reality from our second chakra through those repressed and hidden emotions. So we think that we are choosing something because we want it on our conscious mind, but because we aren't aware of the hidden emotions and hence the hidden desires that are archived in our unconsciousness, we end up with a reality that seems very different than that which we have desired. But we did desire it in our unconscious second chakra. Since our second chakra rules our desire body, it will very often be the winner in the struggle between our conscious mind and our unconscious mind. So yes, we do create our reality with our thoughts and feelings, but we must also consider our unconscious feelings and our unconscious thoughts. It is through integrating our soul self and our divine ideal into our second chakra that we will gain access to our unconscious emotions. This may not always be a pleasant adventure, much like getting the sludge out of the plumbing, but afterwards it runs clear, and we then can gain access to our wonderful, joyous, and loving emotions as well that have been hidden behind our hidden fear. Our second chakra rules our instincts and our empathy. And it's how we can commune and communicate with the second dimension, with the plants and the animals and our pets, as well as the third dimension of other people and picking up their emotions, which can also be confusing because, again, they may unconsciously be exuding and communicating a message that is in conflict with the conscious message that they are saying with their words. As children, we often became very confused by that, and we had to either believe the words of others or believe the instincts and the empathy of our own self. The second chakra rules the element of water, and water symbolically represents emotion. With our second chakra, we are aligned with our emotional astral body and the planet's biosphere. But again, in order to access the emotional plane, we must first go through our lower astral hidden fears.
Life so small, so incomplete, a time so short, not so sweet, the harshness of an unfair land, to be alone with no one's hand. Why must it be that one should suffer? Where is the help? What is the buffer? Pull the spark back to the flame. It's no one's fault, no one's to blame. The cycle turns, the dead awaken. The living feel they are forsaken. Where is the balance? What's the rule? Is it best to know or to act the fool? Show me now the pathway home. For a speck of truth, the world I comb. The morning rises, a new beginning. Am I losing now or am I winning? And does it matter how it all turns out? If we end in a whisper or end in a shout? How was the journey? What did we learn? What did we covet? What did we earn? We touch the stars and feel the earth. Release our death and know our birth. The choices were all made before. When we finish them, we ask for more. The flower drops down to the ground. The fruit of life soon to be found.
Your lower astral plane is much like a dark shadow pond. Now imagine yourself as you prepare to move consciously into your unconscious emotions, walking up to the edge of that pond, and you look into the pond, but it's too dark to really see much. The clouds above are dense and thick. Soon it will be rain. You can barely even see your own reflection on the surface of the pond. You're going to turn or go away. It's too much. It's too scary. You don't want to do it. But then something kind of traps you, pulls you back. You have a fascination with those murky depths. There's something in there that you need to investigate. The clouds are darkening before you, and you know that if you are to do so at all, you must do so now. So you take that one step and realize that because you have activated the courage of your own inner warrior, you are now ready to plunge into your own personal darkness so that you can bring the light to yourself and find the you that has been trapped beyond and behind the fear of a lifetime. You know that you must release all clothing, for you must go in as naked as the day you were born. There will be no boundaries, no barriers here. Before you lose your nerve, quick, you jump into the pond, the hidden resource of your wounded self. You immediately dive to the bottom of the pond, navigating with your arms as your eyes are closed to protect you from the mire and the water. Gradually, as you reach the bottom of the pond, you open your eyes and you see that the water is dark and filled with silt. But look, just over there you see a small patch of gold. Slowly you swim or walk towards that golden sparkle. Reach down and you wipe the mud from the surface. I think I will take this. Perhaps this is what I am looking for. You reach down to grab the golden object, but you find that it is stuck fast in the mud and will not budge. You squish your toes down deeper into the mud to maintain some resistance as you pull and pull upon the speck of gold. But nothing is working. You try and you try. You cannot pull this treasure to the surface, and you are quickly running out of air. Therefore, you must return. You must return to the surface, slowly, with great disappointment and the weight of a lifetime of shame and sadness and depression and fear. You rise to the surface of the pond. However, as your head pops up above the water and you pull yourself onto the rocks, you find that it is raining, and the rain is cleansing you of the dirt, of the silt, of the mire, of the shame, which was never yours, of the disappointment, which you can now release, of the sadness that is now completed, of the depression and the fear, which you no longer need in your life. As you lay upon the rocks, you become calmer, more at peace. You feel good. You are strong. You tried. You went in. You've done it once. You will do it again. Your inner warrior is activated, and you desire a return to purity and innocence of your inner child. As you sit there, allowing this moment to move deep into your unconscious mind, slowly the sun begins to peek through the clouds. And as it does so, you see a pathway, a door, an opening. It is fairy, the mythical land of fairy, where you so often went as a child.
In fairy night the land is far, the home of all is on a star. The moon is bright but gives no light, because it hides the ones from sight. To look upon a fairy's play will mean you see not one more day. Their secret is now kept within a veil of darkness so, so thin. And if you wish, and if you wish to pierce this veil, on a moonbeam ever shall you sail. The fairies guard this secret light that can't withstand a world of strife. But in that realm my light does hide. I keep it there deep down inside. Dear, I risk that others know this light within and let it show. Show the fairies, show the play. Release my fear and pave the way. The way to know, the way to know and see around. another world that does abound. From the corner of a young child's eye, it's always there, it's not a lie. Could it be safe to say it's real? And if I do, will I break a seal? A seal between the life that hides and the life outside that rants and cries. I can't hold back not one more day, for of this place I must now say. I release all secrets and hold them bright. I show the world my inner light. I show the world my inner light.
You return from fairy with your inner child fully engaged and absolutely connected. Within your unconscious, you have found yourself, your purest, most innocent truth. In preparation for our second chakra meditation, just take a moment and tune into that area of your body. Your second chakra rules the color orange, so you can start visualizing that color. It rules water, so you might want to turn on a water fountain if you have. Or think about how good you feel after you've taken a long swim, long shower, a bath. Just close your eyes and take 3 long, slow, deep breaths. And with your first breath, visualize a color orange above your head and breathe it down past your forehead, past your throat, past your heart, past your solar plexus, and into your navel chakra. Take a moment and feel at home with your second chakra. Feel at home with your physical body, with your emotions, with your inner child. Second chakra also rules taste. So take a moment and think about all the wondrous times you've had at home and all the great meals and how you've enjoyed the sensate pleasure of eating, of intimacy, of caring, of loving, of nurturing. Remember the loving, joyful emotions of your childhood. Allow your inner child to come forth and share the true, pure innocence of youth. And think about, what are the ways in your life that you can again express that innocence, that open honesty, that clarity of emotion, imagination, and excitement of life? Did you enjoy being with your inner child and with all those wonderful memories of your youth and past that got lost behind the fear and the anger and disappointment and despair? Feels wonderful to do that psychic house cleaning. Now we're getting ready for our meditation, and we will begin, as always, by aligning our bodies, aligning our chakras, aligning with our fourth dimensional bodies, and aligning with our dear planet Gaia. So first, placing your hands on your second chakra, on that area of your lower intestines, or right on your waist. Allow yourself to sit in a situation in which your spine is straight up and down. Because as the Kundalini raises, if ever there is a place where your spine is scrunched, then it cannot move as quickly. And then we will have those symptoms of transformation as we are trying to create a new pathway. So start off aligning your etheric body and your physical body in your first chakra, which is in alignment with the lithosphere and the hydrosphere of the planet. Now, above that, have your second chakra in your navel, which is your astral body, your emotional body, your lower astral body, and the biosphere of planet Earth. Then, up to your solar plexus, your third chakra, which is your mental body, and the troposphere of the planet. And then up to the fourth chakra, aligned on top of the others, and again within that center current of the flow of the fourth dimensional river of unity. The fourth chakra is your heart chakra. This is the higher mental plane. This is where your divine child, which is the higher octave of your inner child, also known as your guardian angel, reside, and align that with the stratosphere of Gaia. Now moving up to your throat, which is your fifth chakra, and your beautiful rainbow body, and align that with the mesosphere of Earth. Then moving up to your brow chakra, the sixth chakra, which is your mighty I Am presence, and align that with the ionosphere of Earth. And aligning that to your crown chakra, which is the threshold to the one, your beautiful multidimensional self, and the exosphere beyond our solar system. Breathe deeply now into your second chakra. Breathe in that orange light from the top of your head as it moves down your body, down past your throat, past your heart, and into your navel. Now also breathe up the orange light from Gaia. Take a long moment to move yourself down deep into the center core of planet Earth for your deep grounding. As you breathe the orange light up into your first chakra and into your second chakra. Now as you focus on your second chakra, allow your memory to go back in time as you become younger and younger, and feel the many emotions as they flash past, like fast forwarding on your DVD or your CD. Now, the memories that feel loving, take those and breathe them into your heart to store them. Now, the memories that are filled with fear, take a moment and breathe them out. That's right. Breathe out, release. Release the fear and choose to store the love in your heart. Now, visualize your inner child before you. Just allow it to come in, whatever age, doesn't matter. You take a moment and find out, what is your inner child wearing? Do you recognize where your inner child is? Now, look directly into the eyes of that inner child and say, thank you. Thank you for storing these wonderful memories. You are a very intelligent child that you do to hide from me what I was not ready to face. And now I have the courage of my inner warrior. I am ready to face and release that which is over, so that which is coming can come in to me. Now imagine yourself as an infant. Remember, your imagination is real. Your child knows that. Now, feel yourself floating in the womb of your emotions, floating in the womb of your mother and of your mother's emotions. As you do so, pan back and realize that you are also floating in the womb of your mother, Earth. Feel yourself at one with Mother Earth now. Imagine your spirit's essence before you were born, the essence of your true spirit. And from the perspective before incarnation, from the perspective of one, before you have gone through the prism of individual separate reality, see your earth mother and your human mother awaiting your birth. See yourself as you move into the womb of your mother, and as you move into the womb of Mother Earth, feel you, your multidimensional soul self, recalibrating your second chakra. Feel the shift, the change within your navel as your true, innocent, spiritual essence moves up from your root and into your navel. Feel the power of your multidimensional self within your second chakra. As you have this experience, once again, release the fear, release the darkness that has now been exposed by the great light of your true self. And look over there. It is a seedling of your divine ideal. As you say, I am remembering my divine ideal. I am planting my divine ideal in my navel chakra as I nurture it until it is ready for birth. With the memory of your divine ideal forefront in your consciousness, establish a constant communication with your inner child. Allow your inner child of your emotional body and your navel chakra to unite with the divine child of your higher mental body and your heart chakra to create a constant communication between your purest emotions and your highest thoughts. Realizing as this process progresses, there will be some symptoms of transformation. You may have some erratic emotions. You may find an increased desire to enjoy life, that you're sick of being bored. You don't want to work hard anymore. You want to play. You want to enjoy. You enjoy your sensei pleasures. You love your intimacy. You have a greater empathy and an instinct about the world around you. Suddenly, the plants and the animals are like people, and you feel that you can commune and communicate with them. Now, you may have some uncomfortable feelings in the areas of your consciousness and your physical body that are ruled by your second chakra. But remember, you are awakening to your multidimensional self. Before we blend our chakras, our personal chakras and our planetary chakras, I'd like to take a moment to recognize some of the other great sounds that you've been hearing. The background music is all written and performed by Terry Lee. The lyrics of the songs are from my poems. The melody and singing are by Jackie Callis. Okay, you'll find more about them on my website, www.multidimensions.com. Please join us there. All right, are we ready now to join our second chakra with Gaia's second chakra, which is in the Brazilian rainforest? Now, the second chakra is a feminine inflow energy, and it's a place where our bodies can connect with our emotions and feel our gut instincts. The second chakra, as you know, rules our reproductive glands, and it is a fitting match that Gaia's second chakra is a Brazilian Amazon, which holds myriad secrets of fertility and growth. Mount Sinai is Gaia's base, and the Brazilian Amazon is her womb. It is the cradle of her life and the living representation of her biosphere. Our navel chakra is where we are connected to our great mother, Mother Earth, via our umbilical cord. Unfortunately, somewhere in our childhood, this cord was severed and Earth became a thing instead of our mother. And it's time now that we become connected not to our birth mother, but to our Earth mother. Take a moment now to feel Gaia as your mother. As you connect your umbilical cord to Gaia's womb in the Brazilian Amazon. The second chakra exudes our passion, our gestation, our birth, and our rebirth. And it is ruled by the element of water, which represents our emotions. It is also a center of sensual sensitivity, which registers our emotional reactions to all life. Now, if we can remain tuned in to our second chakra, we can better tune in to our intuitions and our ancient traditions that are connected to our planet and our personal instincts, as well as to all the beings of the biosphere. And there's no better place to connect with the biosphere than the Brazilian Amazon. So take a moment. We've connected our umbilical cord to the Brazilian Amazon as we go down, down, down into the very womb of Gaia. As we travel down into our planetary womb, we travel back in our age. And now we are an infant. An infant to our planetary self. Gradually we feel that we are ready for our birth, for our rebirth, as we feel the urge come back towards the surface, as we move to the surface, further and further we go, until we break out and find ourselves deep in the heart of the Brazilian Amazon jungle. Take a moment now and breathe in the many aromas that hang in the damp air of the jungle. Listen to the myriad sounds. Smell the plants. Hear distant animals. Hear the buzz of insects next to your ear. Gradually now, in your rebirth, you are becoming an adult. You are transforming beyond a personal body. Your body now embraces a planetary body as you are becoming one with Gaia. You hear Gaia's voice saying, "I am your mother. You are my child of nature." As you walk through the dense jungles and along the many rivers, you feel at one with your environment. You hear the rain tapping on the roof of the distant canopy as you move along the jungle trails. You feel yourself amongst the blooming goddess as your creativity is ignited by the fertility of the world around you. You welcome all the experiences into your physical body. You feel the great creativity and the glory of the Brazilian Amazon within your navel chakra. Allow your ancient planetary memory to reconnect and to recall the many secrets of healing that are within the Brazilian jungle and within your personal planetary body. As you say, "I am a multidimensional being. I am creation. I am birth. Through the power of the Amazon, I commence the birth of my divine ideal as expressed through my multidimensional self and my planetary body. Gradually and safely, I allow the untapped secrets of my personal and planetary healing and rebirth that is hidden within the Brazilian Amazon, within my second chakra, to be discovered in my life. Now, feel that. Feel that strength. Feel that power. Feel that fertility. Now, for your homework, I'd like you to take a moment within your busy day and sit down on the body of Gaia, even if it's on your patio and you're imagining Gaia beneath you, to the extreme of taking a hike into the highest mountains or the deepest deserts or down to the depths of her oceans or standing on her beach or on the grass of your own front yard, and feel your roots moving down into Gaia. Feel the connection of your navel to your Mother Earth, your Earth Mother. While you sit or stand or lie, remember that you are alive with creativity. And now with your awakened inner child, you can find the fun and joy of expressing it. Thank you so much for joining us today. As you listen to the closing music, imagine yourself sitting on the body of Gaia. Imagine your favorite place in nature. Feel yourself connected. Feel yourself filled with life and creativity and joy and innocence and purity. Just relax. Enjoy the music before you return to your busy day. Feel the mother within you as you feel yourself within the great mother. Bye.